House Republicans narrowly passed a budget resolution Tuesday evening on a party-line vote that saw one defection. Representative Thomas Massie voted no. It's an all-encompassing package that covers funding for the rest of fiscal year 2025, sets budgetary levels for fiscal years 2026 through 2034, and lifts the debt ceiling by $4 trillion. The bill also provides instructions for committees to look for $1.5 trillion in budget cuts to fund President Trump's border security, energy, and tax policy. Getting the bill passed required serious arm-twisting. Up to four Republicans were going to vote against the resolution as they walked in the door. GOP leadership stalled as they worked to change their minds. President Trump called holdouts personally. In the end, they could not change Massie's mind. Republicans passed the resolution by themselves and left Democrats out of the process entirely. Earlier in the day, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Democrats would not provide a single vote to help Republicans get the bill over the finish line. They kept their word. Donald Trump, the administration and House Republicans are hurting the American people, said Jeffries. It's unacceptable, unconscionable, un-American, and we are not going to stand for it 1 minute. Democrats opposed possible cuts to Medicaid and said the budget would harm families, children, and those in need. Even Republicans who voted for it admitted it is not what they hoped it would be and had to be convinced. I still have my reservations, still concerned it's not fiscally responsible enough, but I think it's the best thing we're going to get, said Representative Rich McCormick. And if we don't pass it, the Democrats get their way, and that's never let good be the enemy of great. This resolution in many ways is just the beginning. Congress still needs to get all funding in line before March 14th to avoid a government shutdown, and committees are just beginning to find places they can make cuts.